Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
There are a variety of different options when looking at selecting an enterprise software. And today, I'm going to cover two of the biggest products in the industry. I'm Kyler Cheatham with Third Stage Consulting Group. We are an independent and completely technology agnostic advisory firm that helps our clients achieve the third stage of their digital transformation projects. In today's video, we're going to cover reviews of two of the titans in the industry, SAP S/4HANA versus N4 Cloud Suite. Our CEO and founder, Eric Kimbling, will actually go into detailed reviews of each system and will summarize with some considerations around which system might be best for you and your business. So with that, let's jump into it.
Now, when we're working with our clients, especially in the manufacturing and distribution space, those tend to be the types of organizations that are most likely to gravitate toward N4 Cloud Suite. So companies, for example, that are food and beverage or aerospace and defense or industrial manufacturing, those types of organizations tend to find the most value in the N4 Cloud Suite product. And much of the capability that has been built over the years within the product is designed for these industry verticals. In addition to manufacturing and distribution, we also see a lot of organizations in retail and consumer goods. That's another area, whether it's fashion, apparel, retail, other sorts of consumer goods. Those are all types of organizations that we see a lot of organizations leverage N4 Cloud Suite for. And those tend to be the types of organizations that find a good fit with the Cloud Suite product. One of the strengths of N4 Cloud Suite is its flexibility, especially when you compare the product to other big ERP vendors that are designed to scale for larger organizations, products such as SAP S/4HANA or Oracle ERP Cloud. N4 Cloud Suite has a lot of flexibility when compared to those and other types of ERP systems in the marketplace. And part of the reason for the flexibility is not just because the products themselves are generally more flexible than some of the other systems in the market, but also because N4 has grown through acquiring other types of systems and other technologies. So for example, N4 acquired Lawson as one example, which was a popular ERP system used by a lot of government and nonprofit types of organizations, among others. And that's just one example of the types of acquisitions they've made. In addition, N4 acquired Bahn many years ago, which Bahn was one of the pioneers of ERP software and focusing primarily on manufacturing and distribution types of companies. But the whole point in here is that because N4 has acquired all these different companies over the years, it's allowed them to build a pretty broad and diverse set of capabilities that they've now been able to migrate and start migrating into the Cloud Suite solution, which is their flagship solution built for the cloud. So if this sort of flexibility is important to you and you're the type of organization that's changing very quickly, growing very rapidly, N4 Cloud Suite could be a great option for you. Now, one of the downsides of N4 Cloud Suite is the fact that many of our clients and team members have observed that N4 has somewhat of an old school, outdated look and feel when it comes to user interface. So when you compare N4 Cloud Suite to some of the other systems in the marketplace, some of the more recent, more modern ERP cloud solutions, such as, say, NetSuite or even Microsoft D365, it doesn't have that modern, intuitive look and feel that a lot of user interfaces have with other systems. That doesn't mean the technology doesn't work or that the functional capabilities may not be a great fit for your organization. But when you think about user adoption and how easy it's going to be for people to learn the new system, that can make it a little bit more challenging in terms of just figuring out how to navigate the system and how to take advantage of some of the great benefits and functionalities that the system has. So if user interface is a really important part of your evaluation process, N4 probably isn't going to rate as high as some of the other options on your shortlist, but it's something worth noting as you evaluate Cloud Suite versus other systems in the marketplace. Now, given the size and breadth of Infor as a company, and also the products that they've acquired and developed over the years, there's a lot of broad capabilities that the software provides. And this is one of their biggest strengths, is the fact that they're able to provide a broad set of capabilities that really does rival that of SAP or Oracle or Microsoft D365, some of those bigger ERP systems that are designed for larger, more complex, more diverse organizations. And Cloud Suite does a great job of this. Some specific examples of where Infor Cloud Suite is strong in terms of its functional capability are things like manufacturing and distribution, which I already mentioned. But in addition to that, there's a number of pretty innovative features that the system provides. For example, predictive analytics, especially within the supply chain functionality, is something that Infor Cloud Suite is very good at. So really trying to predict what the supply chain needs are, what the bottlenecks are, and ultimately what sorts of planning needs to be done for the supply chain, that's a unique capability that a lot of other systems don't have. Another example is the whole configure, price, and quote capability. So in other words, organizations that are selling complex make-to-order types of products or even services, being able to take different variables on the sales side and be able to construct an offering for a customer, being able to price it out, being able to provide a quote, and ultimately being able to translate that proposal into an order that can then naturally and organically feed into the manufacturing and distribution processes is something that Infor Cloud Suite is very good at as well. And the whole configure price quote function is something that a lot of systems out there don't do very well. So if you are a manufacturer of make-to-order or engineer-to-order types of products, then this can be a very strong capability for your organization. Another example of strong capability within Infor Cloud Suite is related to retail and apparel and fashion in particular. When you think about apparel and fashion, you're dealing with different colors, different sizes of the same product, which requires a certain amount of complexity in your supply chain because it's not as simple as just keeping track of your inventory and orders related to one SKU or product. You're also having to track the color and size behind that, which can throw a curveball or a monkey wrench into your entire supply chain, planning, warehouse, and distribution processes if you don't have that capability. So apparel and fashion and anything to do with retail, for that matter, is something that Infor Cloud Suite is particularly strong at as well. And then finally, one other example is food and beverage. That's another area that Cloud Suite seems to thrive and Infor as an organization and as a product suite tends to focus on and do very well in. And again, food and beverage is a unique type of industry. There's process-based manufacturing where you're dealing with not necessarily discrete units of measure. You're dealing with volumes. So you're dealing with the number of ounces or you're converting ounces into specific discrete units of measure. That whole process can get very kludgy and very difficult if you don't have the right capabilities. So this is another area that Infor Cloud Suite tends to thrive. So these are just a few examples of the many strengths that the product has, and these are some of the differentiators that we find when we're helping clients through their evaluation processes of Infor Cloud Suite relative to other products in the market. Now, one of the disadvantages or challenges of working with Infor as an organization and with its product suite is the fact that it has a fairly complex roadmap, and in some ways that roadmap isn't as clear as it could be. And part of the reason for that is because they do have so many different products. They've acquired a bunch of different products over the years, and they have large install bases in a lot of these different products, which is a strength, and that's a good thing. But when it comes to what is the future of Cloud Suite, which Cloud Suite is sort of that flagship product that they're focusing a lot of R&D dollars in, what does that mean in terms of, for example, Infor Sightline or Lawson that we talked about earlier, or Infor M3? These are three very common systems that are still being used by a lot of different customers. And in fact, Infor is still selling those products to customers, either as part of an overall Cloud Suite offering or independently of the flagship Cloud Suite solution. So when looking at what direction you want to go or what systems you want to evaluate within the Infor suite, it's really important to recognize and understand what exactly is it that you're being sold and demoed, and what exactly is it that you'd be contracting. Are you buying the most modern system that's available? Are you buying a legacy product that may go away someday? What exactly is that roadmap? And so those are some of the questions that need to be answered. And Infor is slowly starting to do a better job of articulating that roadmap. but it's something that you want to make sure you understand and navigate, because it's usually not as simple as just going out and buying Cloud Suite as of right now. Oftentimes you're buying Cloud Suite along with pieces or capabilities of other systems that have not yet been migrated to the flagship solution. So these are just some things to keep in mind as you evaluate Infor compared to other systems in the market. One of the benefits of working with a product suite like Infor Cloud Suite is that Infor was recently fully acquired by Koch Industries. And Koch Industries had invested in the company several years ago, but in more recent months and years, Koch has completed a full acquisition of Infor. And what this means is now Infor has more money at their disposal, for lack of a better word. There's more money being invested in the company, which is going towards R&D and really furthering the development and the innovation of the product. And this is really important as you think about ERP vendors that are not, say, SAP, Oracle, or Microsoft, the really big guys. When you get down to that next tier, you want to know that you're dealing with a software vendor that has the resources and the R&D dollars to really keep up. So these higher R&D dollars and resources are something to consider as you evaluate Infor relative to other systems in the marketplace. So Infor Cloud Suite, just like any other ERP system you might be evaluating, has its pros and cons, strengths and weaknesses. So the key is to figure out what the best solution is for you and what your priorities are and whether or not Infor Cloud Suite might be the best fit.
As Eric mentioned in that video, Infor Cloud Suite has a lot of great potential, especially within its flexibility in the marketplace. Infor is actually number 3 on our top recommended systems for our clients and their ERP implementations. With any system, the most important part is that it meets the needs of the organization. So throughout your evaluation process, you want to be ensure you have a clear vision and strategy and understand the needs and requirements of your business. Some key considerations when looking at Infor Cloud Suite specifically is that the Cloud Suite product is still an emerging tool. While Infor is a really mature and sophisticated product, Cloud Suite, however, is still being developed as its SaaS-based product. So it's important to remember that the on-premise model has not been fully migrated to the cloud. This doesn't necessarily mean that the product is not a great fit for your organization, just again, a consideration when looking at if Infor is right for you. Something that we see a lot as a consideration with M4 too, and a great positive aspect of the product, is its flexibility. It is much more flexible than big standardized systems like SAP S/4HANA, which we'll talk about in a few minutes here. But it's important to remember that flexibility doesn't necessarily mean usability. As we always say, just because you can change a software doesn't mean you should change a software. Oftentimes, when we see Infor being deployed or implemented in an organization, sometimes within an Infor implementation, we see organizations lose some of the basic needs of a successful technology implementation because of the flexibility of the product. They often dilute the overall core value to meet specific and very detailed needs of the business, when really the more successful route is making sure that they activate all of the value-driven aspects of the core product.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Specifically, when implementing these really flexible systems, change management is a key tactic to ensuring that your project stays on time, on budget, and that you identify any resistance or disruption to the business before the implementation loses value. Another key consideration of N4 is just their overall saturation of support in the marketplace. When we look at a system like SAP S/4HANA that has specific consultants all over the world, N4 doesn't quite have the same saturation. So when you're looking at specific SIs or deployment team outsourced support, you want to ensure that they have those key competencies in deploying N4 within the marketplace, specifically within your industry. The last consideration I'll touch on today, which can really go for any technology implementation, is the lack of benefits realization. So when you look at something like N4 that is an incredibly flexible product, and say you have a very sophisticated implementation plan, which is great, but then you don't really look at the benefits realization metrics to ensure that you're maximizing the value of your system. The key here is to having effective project oversight and management, really dedicated and disciplined project governance, and a key benefits realization plan to ensure that your technology is optimized to its full value. I hope that helps you understand N4 Cloud Suite and all of its capabilities and considerations when looking at it for your organization. If you'd like more information about N4, feel free to visit our website. We have a variety of blogs, our YouTube channel. You can search the videos for our N4 reviews. And then you can also look at Eric Kimberling's channel, where that video came from, and have some more information available there. So let's get into one of the biggest systems on the marketplace, if not arguably the biggest, which is SAP S/4HANA. Now, SAP S/4HANA has a lot of conflicting and passionate reviews from our industry. And because of that, a lot of times SAP is given a bad rap, but it is a very sophisticated system that's a great fit for many organizations. So just like N4, we are going to bring in Eric Kimberling to talk about the specific reviews of SAP S/4HANA.
And just like every system out there, S/4HANA has its strengths and weaknesses, its pros and cons and trade-offs, and I want to talk candidly about what some of those trade-offs are here today. Before I get started, I'll just note that Third Stage and myself, none of us are affiliated with SAP or any other vendor for that matter, so our goal is to give you a completely technology agnostic and objective view of the strengths and weaknesses of S/4HANA. Now, let's start with the strengths of S/4HANA. There's a lot of things that S/4HANA can bring to the table. The first thing is standardization. S/4HANA's strength, just like some of the legacy SAP products like ECC and R3, its strength is helping companies standardize its business processes. It's built for big companies, it's built for complex companies, and it's built for organizations that are looking for efficiency of throughput in common business transactions and common business processes in a way that brings the entire organization together. So that's one of the biggest strengths that S/4HANA brings to the table, especially if you compare it to systems like Oracle or Microsoft Dynamics, which are generally more flexible systems that almost give you too much leash to change the software too much. S/4HANA is a system that drives more standardization in a way that helps enable that standardization if that's what's important to you as an organization. Another strength of S/4HANA is the breadth of capabilities. A lot of multinational, diversified organizations across the world are using S/4HANA. And so S/4HANA is built for these larger, more complex organizations, companies that do complex manufacturing or procurement or financial services, distribution companies, retail. There's a lot of different capabilities built within S/4HANA. And being the largest ERP provider in the space, dealing with the largest and most diversified organizations, it almost has to have that breadth of capability. And so that's one of the biggest strengths that the product brings, is that breadth of capability. Now, one word of warning as it relates to this strength, for those of you that have used ECC or R3 in the past or any of the other legacy SAP products, is that S/4HANA isn't quite caught up yet in terms of the breadth of capabilities of the older solutions. They're well on their way. They have more breadth of capability than a lot of ERP systems in the market right now. But as SAP continues its transition from ECC to S/4HANA, not all those capabilities are brought over yet to this new platform. So that's one thing to keep in mind, but in general, that's still a strength of S/4HANA. Another big strength of SAP being the largest ERP software provider in the space is that they have a big research and development or R&D budget. They are investing heavily in new technologies, things like artificial intelligence and machine learning, and a lot of bleeding edge, cutting edge technologies and capabilities that a lot of ERP systems don't have yet. And quite frankly, a lot of other ERP systems are trying to emulate those capabilities. So SAP is on the forefront of a lot of different technologies. Blockchain, for example, is another example that comes to mind. So a lot of things that they're doing to invest heavily in R&D really bodes well for the future of users of S/4HANA, because they can take comfort knowing that a lot of money is being invested in the product to make it better as time goes on. And finally, a more technical strength of the product is the HANA platform itself, the HANA database. Now, SAP built the HANA database to decrease its dependency on Oracle to provide the databases, which is kind of strange because SAP and Oracle compete against one another in the ERP space, but SAP is actually a customer of Oracle for providing the Oracle databases to SAP for some of those legacy SAP products. So with S/4HANA, they created their own database, their own HANA architecture that performs very well. It's very fast. It performs in real time, so you can get real-time visibility into transactions and work in progress and financial information. And every vendor says they can do that. Every ERP vendor out there just about will focus on the real-time performance, real-time analytics, and that sort of thing. But SAP's database actually allows them to do that with the way it's built. I'm not going to get into the technicalities of how it's built. There's other videos out there on YouTube that'll explain that to you. But in general, HANA and the platform is world-class. It's a cutting-edge type of database and architecture that allows for a faster performance for the ERP system itself as it relates to analytics. Now, just like every ERP system out there and every independent review that we've done on the YouTube channel, there are weaknesses to S/4HANA as well, in addition to the strengths that I've mentioned here. And the first one is lack of flexibility. On one hand, I mentioned that standardization and common business processes is a strength of the product, but if you are a diversified company that has decentralized operations that values flexibility and nimbleness, that standardization can actually work against you and create a lack of flexibility that makes it difficult to change the software to keep up with your business needs. Now, this is especially true when you compare S/4HANA to some of the other products out there. I mentioned two of the other leaders in the marketplace, Microsoft Dynamics 365 and Oracle ERP Cloud. Those are two examples of products that are generally more flexible than S/4HANA. They may not be able to drive the standardization of S/4HANA, but they can drive flexibility better than S/4HANA in general. So that's one thing to keep in mind, is that you're gaining in the area of standardization, common business processes, but you may be losing on the side of flexibility. So it's a matter of what's most important to you as an organization. Another challenge with S/4HANA is its complexity. Because it's so robust, because it's so big, it's so diverse, it does so many different things, you change one little piece over here, it's going to affect all these other pieces over here. And that simplified example of how one change upstream can affect other changes that can be very complex is a good reminder of just recognizing that the software is a big machine that's hard to build and hard to configure compared to other systems out there in the marketplace. So the complexity is something to be aware of, and you want to make sure that you have the internal competencies to be able to manage that complexity. And this is especially true since SAP has acquired other third-party systems now and brought it into the fold of S/4HANA. Things like Qualtrics, SuccessFactors on the human capital management side of things, Concur on time and expense reporting, Ariba on the procurement side. Those are just a few examples of some of the acquisitions that SAP has made recently to try and shore up some of the gaps in the core S/4HANA capabilities. And they've almost created this best of breed model now with these other third-party solutions that now need to integrate back to S/4HANA. So that adds a layer of complexity that could also be difficult for some organizations to manage. Another factor to consider here is cost and risk. Generally, S/4HANA implementations cost more than other implementations. Generally, they're higher risk. Now, it's important to recognize, though, that part of that is solution-based. Part of the cost and risk is because of the solution itself being complex, being big, being difficult to deploy in some cases. But it's also a function of the businesses themselves that are trying to deploy S/4HANA. Generally, S/4HANA customers are bigger, they're more complex, and they're more inherently going to be investing heavily in whatever ERP system they invest in because they're so big and complex. So part of it's related to S/4HANA itself, but part of it's also related to the typical customer profile that's trying to implement S/4HANA. But regardless, that's something worth noting, that in general, the cost and risk of S/4HANA tends to be higher than other systems out there in the marketplace. Another factor to consider is the maturity of their cloud solution and of the S/4HANA solution in general. Now, one thing that's good about S/4HANA is that you can deploy it on-premise, you can deploy it in the cloud, and you can also deploy a multi-tenant SaaS, which means multiple subscribers to the same instance, for lack of a better word, of the software. But the thing to keep in mind is that not all the capabilities from ECC and R3 have been brought over to S/4HANA in either the on-premise or the cloud solution. So it's important to recognize that just because you've seen a certain function or you know that ECC could handle a certain function very well, doesn't mean that S/4HANA does that well yet. In fact, we have a lot of clients that have deployed the software and found some fairly significant gaps in areas like manufacturing, product lifecycle management, advanced planning, and some other areas. So even though S/4HANA and SAP as a company is investing heavily in R&D, I have no doubt they'll eventually get there. There's still some capabilities that are missing from S/4HANA as they make the transition to fully commit to S/4HANA. So I hope this has provided a balanced view of some of the strengths and weaknesses of S/4HANA. I encourage you to, anytime you're evaluating S/4HANA or any other product or comparing them side by side or against other systems, encourage you to get an objective view of what those strengths and weaknesses are. Really define what your needs are, what your priorities are, and evaluate S/4HANA and other options against those requirements. It's easy to get caught up in the bells and whistles and the new technologies, but at the end of the day, we need to look at what are your business processes and how does the technology best support that or not.
So let's summarize some key considerations when looking at SAP S/4HANA. We have a very unique situation in the marketplace as we are brought in a lot of times to triage an SAP S/4HANA implementation in large global organizations. Because SAP has such a high failure rate, it often isn't really brought to fruition within an organization, may even be a technical debt or a staled implementation. So one of the key considerations with SAP S/4HANA is the overall complexity of the product. This is one of the most robust products on the marketplace, so you'll want to ensure that you truly understand the needs and requirements and future state vision of your business operating model. SAP S/4HANA is the best fit for a very large, often multinational organization that needs a lot of different requirements because SAP can handle that type of horsepower. But with any large technology change within a business organization comes risks. The risks are higher with SAP S/4HANA because of just the complexity of the overall software. This is where project governance really comes in to play a key component, and often Third Stage or another independent advisory service is brought in to ensure the quality of the project, that it stays on track, on time, and on budget. Unlike Infor Cloud Suite, SAP S/4HANA is a very rigid system. Now, this isn't necessarily a drawback or a negative. It's just something to be aware of when you're looking at a good match for your business and your company culture. Companies that really value this standardization or need that standardization across a large global organization would really benefit from a system like SAP that can set those standards within their operating model. Another key consideration with SAP S/4HANA is that total cost of ownership. As we always say here at Third Stage, especially when moving to a SaaS or cloud-based model, you need to truly understand within the contracting phase your total cost of ownership. Licensing, subscription fees, overall increases, and understanding the resources needed to go through this level of a large technology implementation. Many times, because of the complexity with SAP S/4HANA, we see companies invest in the contracting phase and have a certain number of modules. However, they didn't understand that they might need additional modules or support outside of what their core system comes with. That's just an example of how costs can get out of hand really quickly. To mitigate the risk of having your budget completely blown up, you'll want to ensure that you really have a solid phase zero planning. This is before you even touch the software. It's all an internal workshops to make sure that your company and business is ready to undergo this significant change. Something else to be aware of about an SAP S/4HANA implementation is because of its rigid nature, you are going to need a very sophisticated and experienced project management team. this is often where Third Stage is brought in to go through those PMO aspects in our mission control initiative. We support businesses by making sure that we bring our experience and overall excellent program management skills as a resource so they can still do their day job while implementing a large system like SAP S/4HANA. It's also about managing that system integrator, the software vendor, to ensure that the business needs are the true objective of the implementation, not the other agendas that vendors might have. The last consideration I'll talk about when looking at SAP S/4HANA is the need for change management. Like we talked about the need for change management in a very flexible system like Infor Cloud Suite, this is the exact opposite of that. Because SAP S/4HANA is often the best fit for those large, complex global organizations, the rigidity and standardization requires a level of change management. When we come in to fix an SAP S/4HANA implementation, we start with assessing the readiness of the organization. Oftentimes, that data showcases pockets of resistance that the executive or project leadership team didn't even know existed. That is a cancer to an implementation, is truly the resistance of change that you're unaware of. And that happens on many levels with a system as complex as SAP S/4HANA. If you want to learn more about SAP S/4HANA, right here is our guide to an SAP S/4HANA successful technology implementation. I hope this video helps compare these two systems that have great positive benefits, but also some important considerations when going through a software evaluation. If you have questions about which system is right for your business and why, feel free to reach out to me directly at kyler.cheatham@thirdstage-consulting.com. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel and go to our software selection playlist to look at more system comparisons. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I'll see you next time.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.